let's bring in Jerome Williams, the Junkyard Dog, when he was playing in the NBA. Great player joining us now on Fox Sports Tonight. Jerome, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. Oh, we're doing well. Thanks for joining us. Wanted to get your take. Game 7 between the Heat and the Pacers. Was it a major letdown for you?
Well, you know, I think it was a letdown just from the mere fact that, you know, you want to see a better, closer, you know, Game 7. Whenever you have a Game 1 that goes right down to the wire, you know, you expect, you know, big things from Game 7 when two teams have fought so hard to get to that point. So I was looking forward to a better game, but, you know, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade had other ideas.
Jerome, something that really breaks my heart, especially watching that Game 6, and, I mean, the Pacers looked so good compared to how bad the Heat looked. But tonight, the Heat posted the biggest Game 7 blowout this deep in the playoffs in 18 years, which I guess begs the question, was Game 6 rigged?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I don't know if it was rigged. I mean, the Birdman was out the game. You know, you were on the Indiana Pacers home court. You know, at home cooking is always, you know, a slight advantage. You know, get to sleep in your own bed. You know, you got your own cheerleaders. There's all these hosts of things that just playing the games at home. And I think tonight, you know, Miami Heat took advantage of that, you know, having forced the Indiana Pacers into 9 turnovers in the first quarter. That set the tone for me, even though Indiana was up. It just told me that they were going in the right direction.
San Antonio's had a pretty good road going through the Lakers, Golden State, then Memphis, 4-0. So they've really only lost 2 games throughout the entire postseason. They've been very well rested. This is one of those teams, Jerome, that they can take a lot of time off, even their stars, and still be very good when they come back.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Popovich has been around for, you know, decades. And, you know, he's one of those dinosaurs that just knows how to get it done. He knows how to coach his team. He's been coaching Tim Duncan his whole career. You know, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, you know, these guys are veterans. And they have a few young players that have mixed in nicely that are going to, you know, add to the mix and have gotten them to the Western Conference Championship. And I think they're going to, you know, they'll test the Heat. They'll test the Heat to see if they can, you know, either go for their second in a row or, you know, San Antonio going for 5 rings with Tim Duncan.
Jerome Williams, you know him as the Junkyard Dog. He played 10 years in the NBA. He is now joining us. Jerome, D. Wade, is he healthy enough to be able to get to the Heat past San Antonio and to win the finals?
You know, that remains to be seen. If he can muster up the energy of games that he did with his effort tonight in Game 7, because it wasn't just Dwayne Wade going to the basket. He was offensive rebounding. I mean, he had 8 rebounds. You know, that's productivity. You know, he was going after all those 50-50 balls. He was following his own shot. He was streaking and cutting to the basket when LeBron drove. So those are the things that he's going to definitely need to do if they're going to get back on that championship podium. And I think that, you know, LeBron is LeBron. He's going to do his thing. He's proven it. He's shown it throughout this entire playoffs that he doesn't really have too many off nights. So he's going to need Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade to really step up if they're going to beat the San Antonio Spurs, because it's going to be an all-out effort to stop them. And, you know, they have a young guy that's going to be able to guard LeBron, you know, pretty fairly in Kawhi Leonard.
You were talking about the Heat and being just very aggressive on the boards. They had 15 offensive rebounds to the Pacers, 8 tonight. They out-rebounded them overall, 43-36. And really, the turnovers was the turning point, obviously. The Pacers were terrible on that. As far as the Heat, that's what they talked about before the game. We got to be busy, very active on defense. You think they can do that and still beat the Spurs? Because the Spurs, they seem to just wear you down after a while.
Well, you know, as you know, just hearing LeBron's post-game comments about the emphasis being on their rebounding, I think that's where teams know that the Miami Heat are weak. because they don't have a player that's going to command 13 to 14 rebounds a game. They have to do it collectively. So having said that, San Antonio Spurs definitely have a slight advantage in that category with their front line, with Tim Duncan and Splitter and those guys. They can really go after those offensive rebounds and really put a lot of pressure on the Heat.
Jerome Williams, the Junkyard Dog, is joining us. And it's funny because as you're talking about them, Mike Hoover was whispering sweet nothings in my ear about they don't have a guy that could hustle like you. And that's how you got your nickname, the Junkyard Dog. So can you explain to everybody exactly how you got that nickname?
Yeah, just going all out. You know, it's all it takes a certain type of player to really give himself. I mean, Birdman, I think, is doing a great job being aggressive, you know, going after offensive rebounds, get a few tonight, and really bringing that energy, getting the crowd into the games. That's what I was all about, being JYD, and really bringing that dog pound to life. You know, you've got to, you know, pick your point, your points during the game where you can really sense that the team can use a lift or just need that that one play to get over the edge, whether diving for a loose ball or coming up with that offensive rebound that really, you know, deflates the other team because they were trying to get a stop, and then, you know, you just re-energize them by giving your team another 24 seconds. That's what the Junkyard Dog was all about for me.
So JYD, who do you like in this series?
You know, I really like. I'd have to give the defending champs the edge. At the end of the day, you have to figure out what to do against the other team's top player. And LeBron James is going to present, you know, some overwhelming problems as he's done all year. Not to say that San Antonio Spurs are not capable of winning the championship this year, because Tony Parker is having a phenomenal year. I just give LeBron James and Miami Heat a slight edge.
Wow, just a slight edge. So you're feeling Game 7 really tight. I love it. I love that, Jerome. And as much as I complain about this last series going into Game 7, I still love it because, it just makes for great basketball.
Yeah, you know, and we can't forget, you know, Tracy McGrady's over there on San Antonio's team as well. You know, he came a long way from China just to get on this stage of the NBA Finals, and he's finally here. So, you know what, they could, you know, throw old number one out there and really see what he's still got left in the tank if this goes deep. So you never know. Pop is a smart guy. You know, he I know he has some tricks up his sleeve. He didn't play none of his starters the two times that they played, the Heat. You know, he set Tony and Tim down, both games. So it's going to be interesting. They don't have any film to go back on. They have to look at other teams play San Antonio before the game one. So it's going to be interesting.
Jerome, it was such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely. You know, shout out to the dog kind out there.